It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello. Welcome back.
Thank you. Yes. Back from...
To the country.
Right. I know. Scotland went overseas there for a little bit, about a week. And yeah, got back and...
It looked cold.
Here we go. Yeah, I mean, you know, it was not unlike it was here. It was cold and rainy for a couple days, but, you know, beautiful weather, really, for the most part. Weather. Wow, that's exciting. Yeah, weather there in Scotland is
the weather.
Is
Tell
fine.
Us
yes.
about the weather in Scotland.
Rocks, all that. Yeah, went over there for Irish dance. My daughter Zoe qualified for the World National or the World Irish Dance Championships, and yeah, she came in 26th. So
nice.
There were like two different days of competition. You had to like get past the first day, I guess. Get be good enough to pass the first day to get on to the second day of competition.
Gosh,
so
wouldn't that be awful to like travel all that way and then not get past the first round?
Well, we had already talked about the fact that if she didn't get past the first round, I mean, we had stuff that we were going to do. We're like, all right, I mean, there's...
Well, we're just going to make a family vacation.
Yeah. Fine. I mean, there's plenty of things that we could do there and have fun and all that stuff. So, yeah, definitely a cool experience. And it's one of those things where it's the little things, you know... Different countries, I mean, people are people. We're all the same, right? But it's just those little nuances, those little phrasing, those little things that are different between
cultures,
Europe and the United States. Yes, cultures, little words like, and you know, it's the accents they're speaking English, but you know, obviously they have the accents, the British, the Scottish, the Irish. You'll hear a lot of different accents over there. You know, everything from American to, like I said, British, Scottish, Irish, you know, Italian, Australian, all that. So, but yeah, I mean, it was great.
Sightseeing is good.
Say that again.
Sightseeing is good.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We shared some pictures.
Okay.
I shared your pictures.
Oh, okay.
When I saw that you shared them, like, well, I'm going to move them on over to Ben and Kelly.
Yeah. I mean, I tried to capture a lot of stuff on, you know, it's those things, those, you know, I was fortunate that all of our family was able to go over, all three of my daughters. You know, my two oldest are in college, and so they're on a different schedule, but they were like, you know what, our professors are going to figure it out. You know, we'll figure it out. It'll be fine. You know, and so they just left.
Okay.
And they
just left? All right.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, you're in college, the professor don't care if you're there or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
unless there's like big tests and stuff.
Again, they don't care.
Okay.
You're paying for it.
All right.
So I trust that they'll figure it out when they get back, and they've gotten back, but
they will figure it out.
So Zoe, she got 26th out of the world. So that's pretty cool.
That is not bad.
No, she was the fourth or fifth American out of the top 30. So if she was 26th, there were only like three or four others who were actually American in front of her. The rest were all like English and Scottish and Irish in front of her. So anyways, we were really proud of her, and it was a good trip. Glad to be back. But yeah, a lot of stuff happened. We've got a lot of stuff on the show here to get to. Kind of a weekly tradition here on the show, when shared experiences or a shared restroom even could lead to a love connection. But what if you don't get a name or number in the moment?
How do you reconnect? You do a little typey-typey. You send it out into the universe. We find it. Bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try...
Craigslist missed connections.
I'll go first.
Mm-hmm.
These all have a bathroom twist to them, just to let you know.
Okay. Similar qualities.
Yep,
got it.
Man for woman. This one's titled Junk Caught in My Zipper.
Oh. Oh, already. Owie.
I had just gone into the restroom for a normal wee.
Okay.
Seconds later, the way you pounded and pounded and pounded on the door, screaming, "Out! I have the runs! Out! For the love of God, come out,
Please!
Oh my gosh. Seriously?
Got me flustered.
Uh-huh.
And then, because your kicking started splintering the door, I quickly yanked up my zipper and caught my junk up in the process.
Ouch! Oh, no.
Yeah, ouch. Can confirm.
Okay.
I'm sorry again for the screaming as you pushed me down and sat down with the door hanging off its hinges.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it was an emergency.
But the look of sheer horror and embarrassment we shared in front of the staff and other patrons looking on before you ran out the back door and climbed over the fence has captured my heart.
That is the only way to exit that situation, right?
Yes.
I feel like that's the only exit plan.
Yeah, you gotta leave.
And then you're never coming back.
Please describe what I was wearing so I know it's you.
Something's telling me she didn't notice. Something's telling me.
She was preoccupied.
She was preoccupied. Oh, dang.
But, you know, he was captivated.
He was. And such a gentleman.
Yes, for sure. It is
Craigslist missed connections.
You're right. Doesn't get much better here. Woman for man, solidarity to the man who also had his car pooped in.
Oh, gosh.
Share something in common out the gate.
Uh-huh.
When I smelled and retched at the surprise that had been left in my broken-in car, I knew instantly that I could Google for doo-doo in my car and that I would find someone that had had this terrible thing happen to them as well.
Oh, my gosh, a shared experience.
She's looking for someone that understands.
Right.
And sure enough, you were the first hit when said terms are Googled for.
Oh, wow.
I read your post, and I felt an immediate solidarity with you. My poor Honda Civic has been through a lot. Really, the gamut of drama that life can bring.
Oh, no, the poor Civic.
Broken into more times than I care to recall.
No.
Towed, held hostage in the city tow lots, borrowed by housemates to commit a hit and run and get pulled over.
Oh!
But this one truly tops it off.
Oh, my
really?
Gosh.
I feel like the hit and run might trump the poop, but okay. I know somewhere out there a person dropped a deuce in my car for absolutely no other reason. There was nothing to steal in the car.
Oh my God.
Could you really be so malicious as to go on the driver's seat barring me from moving the car and avoiding a ticket when the street cleaning comes around?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So here's my post of solidarity to you, man who also had his car pooped in. If by chance you see this posting, maybe you can drop me a line and we can meet for coffee. You can show me your hair braids and I'll show you my cute fetish boots.
Oh.
We can transform this difficult experience into a magical synchronicity that we wouldn't trade the world for.
Wow. Okay. Look at that. Really, truly making lemonade out of lemons.
Yes. Yeah. Trying to find a silver lining. Like maybe this is going to be my path to finding my soulmate.
Could it be the same person that went in your car that went in mine?
Could be. Don't know.
Oh. So whether you met in an awkward restroom exchange.
Yeah.
Or you have discovered a special little present in your driver's seat and you just need that person who knows what it's like to share in.
I don't know if this is a formula for everlasting love, but I think she's had a time with this Honda Civic. Maybe it might be time to trade it in and get a new one. It might be time.
Craigslist missed connection.
Naps are a blessing, aren't they?
They're a glorious thing. They can re-energize you, make you feel like a new person.
How did a nap get you in trouble? Here's your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without taking a nap during work, and then winding up sleeping through your shift.
Oopsies.
You're doing okay.
Oopsies, oopsie daisies. Oh, no.
Yeah, this is Brooke. She posted this little video. It's like a 20-second video on TikTok, and it went viral. I'll let her explain what happened.
I usually take naps at work on my lunch break, and I set an alarm. And today I set an alarm. I guess I turned it off because I woke up like 2 hours later.
Oh, no.
And my shift is over.
Oh, no.
It was a good nap, though. I'm going back home to finish that nap.
Yeah.
She's like, it was a good nap.
I'm gonna dive back in.
It was a good nap, though.
It was good. It felt good.
I liked it. I mean, it was good. It was good.
Probably has more time to nap now. She's probably fired.
Now, actually, the good news in all of that is that she was able to use PTO, paid time off.
Oh, great. They didn't fire her?
And cover the missing hours. And
That's great.
So she explained it to her manager. And her manager was like, yeah, just submit for PTO. I'll accept it and you'll be fine.
Whatever you do on your lunch hour, I think it's genius use of her time.
Yeah.
Eat fast, sleep.
Yeah, I was going to say, if she's got an hour lunch break, an hour for lunch,
yeah,
she just goes out to the car, sets a little alarm on her phone, and takes a little power nap. It was this time that she overslept or she just hit the snooze or hit it off and just kept
that was her undoing.
And then just woke up a couple hours later and was like,
time to clock out. All right, let's go home.
Shift is now over. I guess the good news in all of that is that she didn't get fired.
Yeah. I was just automatically assuming fired.
Yeah, there were a lot of people in the comments that that were like, get fired, and then she then explained, I was able to, my manager was understanding, was able to use PTO.
That's great. I mean, that's a win-win. That's not a setting the bar at all.
Uh-huh.
That's a feel-good right there.
So when did a nap get you in trouble? When did oversleeping get you in trouble? I want to hear those stories. When I first began in radio, I worked the overnight shift.
Oof.
So that was like midnight to 6 in the morning.
That's a tough one to get used to.
Or midnight to 5:30 in the morning, depending on the day. And back then, everything right now is kind of automated. And so the songs we play are WAV files. And so it's on the screen.
Was this back when you had to play like CDs?
We had CDs.
Oh.
Yeah. So we had CDs we had to load each individual song.
You got to do something every 3 minutes.
Yeah, into a CD player. And so, this is overnight. And everything's good between like midnight and 2, but then that period of time between like 2 and 4 o'clock in the morning,
hard to get sleep.
Phone calls they are non-existent basically,
right.
And it's just basically like third shift workers that are listening to you.
Uh huh.
And so I remember, waking up, like lifting my head up off the control board.
Oh God!
And looking and seeing all of the flashing, blinking lights of the CD players blinking because nothing was playing.
Right.
And
song ran out.
There were alarms going off in the hallway.
Didn't hear that?
No, because I'm in the studio and it's a soundproof studio.
Wow.
And there's no one else in the building to alert me.
Weren't on fire.
I know, exactly.
Sounds like you wouldn't have heard that either.
So I think I probably overslept for about 30 minutes.
Oh,
and so
and
so all I did, I just
put a CD in.
No, I didn't even put a CD in. I just restarted the song that was off.
So and half I just like hour ago, we're just gonna hear that again.
Yeah, we're just gonna play Backstreet Boys. I Want It That Way again.
Wow.
I rubbed my eyes. Didn't speak to anyone about it.
The boss never found out. The alarm didn't trigger anybody's like phone.
No, I guess not.
No one got alerted.
No one got alerted. It was just an in the building sort of thing. It was back, the engineer wasn't called or anything like that.
Nowadays the engineer's called.
Oh yeah. Everything is digital, and people know, and there's digital footprint of everything that's on the air and every time that we're on and off the air and all that stuff. But yeah, that was probably my most, I guess I didn't get in trouble, but
did you miss commercials?
Could have gotten in trouble.
Did they have the commercials on like those 8-track looking tapes?
No, actually commercials. Well, see, that would have been my digital undoing had I missed a commercial stop set, because the commercials were digital. They were on a digital screen, that I played off of our computer, but
they do know when those miss, because that's
those
money.
Air. So I just I was able to play that song, and then I was a little late for that like commercial break during the hour, but I didn't miss it. So I was able to play it and still get it in that hour. But yeah.
Oh wow! And then it's that pit in your stomach.
Yeah.
That rush of adrenaline, like oh my gosh, when you wake up. That's fun.
Scarlett texted in and said, I fell asleep in class one day. My teacher just let me sleep. And I woke up in the middle of one of their other classes.
Oh, no, no, no.
And everybody was just staring at me.
Oh, my gosh.
Picked up my books and went on to my next class, drooling all.
And nobody thought to say, hey, class is over.
Class is over. No, they just let her sleep. Leaving, and so they left. Wow. And then the next class comes in. Like, well, I guess this lady's sitting in my seat, so I'm going to have to sit in another place.
Oh, wow.
That's funny.
That's great.
If you've got any other stories, love to hear them. When did a nap or oversleeping get you into trouble? 502-795-1997. Kelly's world is about to be upended. It's 99.7 DJX, Ben and Kelly.
I mean, it's not necessary. It's really not necessary.
So what you're saying is you're bringing this world, this upended world upon yourself?
Yes, it's not necessary.
All right, explain.
But my daughter having a birthday.
Okay, well, that's typically something that happens every year, right?
Yes,
okay.
That is not the part that's upending our world.
Okay.
It's what she wants.
Okay.
For her birthday.
All right, what you want?
And then my husband's all like, let's do it. I'm talking about adding to our family.
Are you pregnant?
No, thank goodness. Oh, wow, that would be. Oh, gosh. No. Nope, I'd have this explaining to do. No, we're going to add a. We're getting a puppy. See? Your evil laugh. I know what I'm doing to myself. I know what's happening. I've been through this twice before. In this same time, it's always spring break week. That's when we do it. So our Poppy and Piper.
Yeah.
Are
yeah.
5 and 6 now.
So it's been 5 years since you've dealt with a puppy.
Our life is pretty easy.
And your kids are no longer toddlers.
No, yes. They weren't much help last time around.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't able to be a lot of help. And she's promising.
I already know what you're going to say.
She's promising. She's going to really take the reins on taking care of Peaches.
So with this new puppy.
Her name is Peaches.
Okay, so you haven't. You haven't gotten.
We get her tomorrow.
Oh! So this is okay. All right.
This
so this is
on us.
The wheels are in motion. Beyond, like you're past the point of no return.
Yeah.
So this is happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this new puppy, Peaches,
will get puppy.
Will get added to Piper and Poppy. Yeah, exactly.
Who I'm hoping are just going to be motherly towards her.
Your other pugs.
Uh-huh.
And so it's another pug, yeah?
It's another pug.
Okay.
Another
all right.
Fawn.
And so.
Gorgeous, perfect little pug.
I now have Dougal, who's a year old.
Uh-huh.
Last year at this time,
mm-hmm.
I was in the world you were are going to be thrust into.
Yeah.
Where every 2 hours we were getting up and making sure Dougal was going outside, and this is even overnight in order to help get Dougal potty trained.
Yeah.
It's like. And I know you know what it's like, but I don't think you
like
know.
Like midnight feedings.
I don't think you know it's like. I know you say you know, but you have forgotten what it's like until you get into
older.
It.
I'm much older.
You're older and you don't have as much patience.
Your body more.
You are going to be an absolute mess.
Listen, I seem to be the only one in my family who remembers that time period when we went through it.
It's you know why?
I am the only one that remembers.
You know why?
Which is why I've always been the one that's been protesting getting another one.
Because the rest of the family, it's all going to fall on you.
Exactly.
They're going to be like, you know what? It's going to be great.
And I love my daughter. She's precious. She's like, I'm going to take care of her. Yeah, you are. Except for you're going to be at school the majority of every day.
Uh-huh.
And then you have activities. A lot of times she's not even home till 9:30.
Oh, shoot. That's funny.
See, that's the problem that we find ourselves in. And I avoided this time last year. We had this discussion last year.
How did you?
And I talked them out of it. I said, we don't need to do that.
So
that's
you
not
were,
what we need.
What was the difference this year?
I don't know. I was just weaker, I guess. That is just, I didn't want to be like the
killjoy
in the family. I didn't want to like poo-poo all the puppy excitement.
Yeah.
I already did that last year.
You're
going to
be dealing with a lot of poo-poo.
Oh,
You're going to be dealing with a lot of that.
Coming up. Well, and here's my next worry is, okay, so are they all going to sleep in this? So they sleep in the laundry room, right?
Yeah, sure.
So if you throw the new one in.
Yeah.
And then you're getting up to get the new one out to go potty.
Well,
ones are going to be like, okay.
Yep, it's time.
Let's go out.
It's go time. Let's do it.
Time to get up.
Yeah.
So now I'm thinking we need to find another place to put the new one for a while until we get her up to speed on not getting up several times in the middle of the night. Like the logistics are bogging my brain now about where we put this thing. And then I did buy, and I've never done this before, but we bought one of those like pee-pee pads that look like a patch of grass.
Mm-hmm.
So just in case.
Yeah.
So that she gets in her brain, grass is where I go do that. Whether it's inside or outside, it's the grass.
Are your floors mostly carpeted or mostly hardwood?
Wood.
All right.
Mostly
that's
wood,
good.
Which is good.
Yeah,
if
that's
we
good.
Find it quick enough,
yeah.
It won't stain.
Uh-huh.
However, when we moved into the house, we discovered there was dog pee stains under a rug we never saw and had to replace like lots of floor.
All right. Well, hey, you know what? It's all going to be great.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be
so
great.
Excited.
You're going to be living your best life, getting up every 2 hours overnight to make sure that Peaches is bladder's empty.
This is how it's going to pay off. I have this vision. We're going to start a channel, like Three Little Puggies, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be so adorable and cute, and we're going to get millions of followers, and they're going to make us money.
Okay.
And that's going to be...
That's going to be
silver lining.
The silver lining.
That's going to be the payoff for us. They're going to be
good
our
luck.
Ticket to financial independence.
There you go. All right. Well, Godspeed, Kelly.
Oh, Lord. Pray for us.
It's 99.7 DJX.
Stop laughing like that.
Oh, shoot.
Stop laughing like that.
Still to come this hour, feel good stories, group therapy, and more on the way. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. A quick sports update here this morning. As the U of L announcement about the head men's basketball coach could be coming as early as 3 p.m. today.
You think that's what it's about?
From Wave 3.
Officials will be holding a press conference tomorrow afternoon.
Well, that's today.
Is, quote, related to the leadership of the men's basketball program.
What else could that be?
Related.
What else could that be?
Got it.
We're told University of Louisville president Dr. Kim Schatzel and director of athletics Josh Hurd will be there, and that it will occur after a 3 p.m. U of L athletics executive committee and board meeting.
All right.
Oh, they got to vote first.
They got to. All in favor say aye.
What if they say no? And then that's going to be anticlimactic.
So the front runners, and there have been two names that seem to be the two front runners. The first one is Richard Pitino.
As in?
Rick's son.
Rick's son.
Warm up the booth at Porcini's.
That's close enough.
Come on.
That's close
Come
enough.
On.
Oh, wow.
The other, and this is what the internet thinks is really going to actually get the job, is Patrick Kelsey. So thinking that Kelsey could be the front runner for the position.
Where is he from?
Well, okay, so he actually was Chris Mack's assistant at Xavier. So I guess there's a roundabout tie to Louisville in that he knows former Cardinal coach Chris Mack, things like that. Maybe there's a deeper connection that I'm not seeing, but anyways, they're thinking that maybe he is going to be the dude, but man.
Are the Cards happy about all that?
Well,
what are they saying?
What are they saying?
What are the Cardinals fans chirping about? Do they like these choices?
You know what?
Who do we want? Listen, you know,
Patrick
that they
Kelsey
have
is a pretty intense dude. He's a firecracker of a coach. He rallies the team. He gets it going. So I think he'd be good.
Okay.
I think he'd be someone. You know, he is opposite Kenny Payne. In that Kenny Payne was very He was very subdued, low key. He was
doing great.
Yeah, exactly. And Kelsey is kind of an opposite of that. So
all right.
There you go.
Maybe that's what they need. The old firecracker, a lot of fire under their butts.
But yeah, so Patrick Kelsey, Richard Pitino are the two that are kind of submerging as the front runners. But everybody online, at least, is thinking it's going to go to Kelsey.
Do you think everyone's thinking if they hire Richard Pitino, they're like, hey, if you could just have your dad tell you what to do. He had some success.
Rick had some success on and off the field.
He had some success.
On and off the court.
Measured in different ways.
Yeah, measured in different ways. Yes.
Okay.
This is
fun. What a fun conversation.
Anyways, 3 o'clock this afternoon.
I'm invested.
We could get an announcement. Cards!
Sports!
Meanwhile, the Cats misspelling Calipari's name in the Lexington Herald.
That's okay. That's okay.
You know what? It is what it is.
Calipari is
ride or die Cats.
Listen,
so
I think there was talk of, I don't know if it ever got created, but a GoFundMe to raise the $33 million we need.
Oh, for the buyout?
To ask him to move on.
Anyways. There you go, that's sports! Yes! Yes!
Woo!
99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, yes, we'll get to Stephanie's issue, where she's kind of on board with the other woman. Her brother's
Which
other
is
woman.
Which awkward because it's she's awkward. A homewrecker.
Yep.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, so we got a message from Stephanie.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, hoping you can help me here. A few years ago, my little brother had an affair.
Ooh.
He was eventually found out, and after an unsuccessful reconciliation attempt, filed for divorce.
Mm.
My sister-in-law fought tooth and nail. My brother is still involved in a relationship with the other woman, and they're planning to take the next step later this year. Here's the weird part. To be honest, never really liked the ex-wife.
Oh.
The other woman and I have a lot in common. Had we met in other circumstances, I'm certain we would be friends.
Oh.
My mom absolutely refuses to entertain the idea of inviting her to family functions. And as a result, one round of Christmas and Thanksgiving has already been a disaster.
Okay.
So, my father has already passed away. My grandmas are getting older, don't have much time left. My little brother is the only thing I have. I'd really like to put the past behind us and move on with the other woman.
Yeah.
But my mom feels like there's a moral red line against ever including her in our lives, like ever.
Okay.
So how do I get my mom to understand she needs to move on and accept this woman?
Is this one of those like time will heal type of things?
I mean, it may not for mom, but I feel like mom's anger might be a little displaced. Like, I get the whole moral
she should be mad
line.
At her son,
exactly.
not the other woman.
Yes. Like, we're not entirely sure. Did the other woman know he was married at the time that
got involved? Those are unknowns.
Those are unknowns. So, I mean, it may not squarely fall. She might not be blameless.
Right.
But, I mean, she's really... Is she still inviting her son? He's kind of the one she needs to be mad at. Right?
So how does Stephanie get her mom to, like, understand that, I guess, is the question. I remember, you know, with me personally, you know, and granted, you know, my parents are divorced. You know, my stepmom, the other woman, I was a teenager at the time.
Yeah.
But it took years. I mean, we're talking years for me to, quote, accept her as, you know, my stepmom.
Yeah. Never easy.
No.
But Tony on Facebook is also pointing out, your brother's the one who broke his vows to his first wife. While the girlfriend isn't blameless unless she didn't know he was married, your brother is leaps and bounds over the moral red line. But he's the one that's still invited to family functions? Start hosting the family functions. Invite all. It's up to your mom if she wants to attend.
Oh, you know what? That's a good compromise, actually. Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, as far as like family functions go,
right?
Maybe if you're able to host them yourself, and so it's not falling on your mom, and then your mom is like, well, I mean, but I get traditions too, you know?
Yeah.
Where, you know, if Thanksgiving and Christmas and those big like holiday sort of family get-togethers are always at someone's house, at mom's house, could be hard to just turn and say, hey. And I bet the other woman understands that this is a difficult situation,
too. If she didn't at first, she probably does now.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially with the first round of Thanksgiving and Christmas being a disaster. So, yeah, I think this is, hopefully, it will take some more time. Hopefully, you can get mom to come around, especially if, you know, the other woman now is going to stick around for the long haul.
Who's got a story about being in this situation? Because I don't think, I know Stephanie's got... is feeling this right now, but not necessarily a unique situation,
right?
With having to deal with another woman or another man.
But now she's found herself like, oh, thank goodness, I like her better.
I know.
When that's, like that doesn't that's, always happen,
and that's awkward, and that's great though.
Yes.
You know, that's great.
That is really good. I think it's. I'm sure that her brother appreciates the support.
Yeah,
like better choice.
Joyce checks in on Facebook and says, look, your mom has the right to feel how she wants to feel about it. No one is going to be able to force her to have a relationship with the, quote, other woman if she does not choose to do so. I'm pretty sure in her mind she is just that, quote, other woman or the homewrecker. So make sure you just keep a relationship with your brother and your mom and don't push the issue.
But that also almost makes it sound like that mom is now, like, got a stronger allegiance with her son's ex-wife more than her son.
Yeah.
I think as a mom, you're supposed to unconditionally support your kids, even if they make a mistake in your eyes. Right?
I mean, I don't know. Luckily, I haven't been in that situation yet, so don't know.
Thank goodness.
All right. What story do you have? How would you react? Let us know. 502-795-1997. That's our number. It's group therapy here on 99.7 DJX. In the middle of group therapy, Stephanie's brother had an affair, went through a divorce. Stephanie really likes the other woman. Mom does not. And that's causing issues. And she's like, hey, how can I get my mom on board to kind of like help make this family a unit again?
Well, it doesn't even sound like that mom's even given the other woman a chance to even get to know her. She just doesn't like the fact that the moral line was crossed.
Right.
And she's... looks at her as a homewrecker. I'm not even going to get a chance to get to know her.
Yeah, a lot of people, especially chiming in on Facebook and text, just saying, you're not going to be able to force your mom to like this other person. Keep the relationship with your brother. And mom may come around. May not, but may come around.
Stacy said, wow, my family was in the exact same situation. My brother was married for 17 years.
Uh-huh.
He had an affair, tried to work things out with his wife. Ultimately, they couldn't move past it. He ended up with the woman he had the affair with.
Mm-hmm.
My parents were determined they were not going to give her a chance. I told them they would only push my brother away and hurt the relationship with him. The mistake he made is between him and his ex. He ended up marrying the new woman, and my parents took my advice and couldn't love her more.
Mm.
While they don't condone how it happened, they couldn't help but love her. So maybe she just needs to explain to mom she's only going to hurt her relationship with her son if she doesn't give the new woman a chance.
Our listener, Derek, chimes in and says, I've been through this as the brother.
Oh, wow.
I had the affair. And he goes on and says, my mom's very religious, was beyond reason until we had a heart-to-heart about what exactly was going on behind closed doors. It's possible that her brother had reasons that made him unhappy, large or small, and oftentimes mothers may not agree with your choice, but they certainly wish for your happiness. He says, my mother maintains relationships a lot with a lot of my exes. As long as it's not in spite of or to the detriment of the relationship with the brother's current partner, it shouldn't be a problem. Mm.
That's a really good point, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's, you know, if he sits down and has a heart-to-heart about why he was unhappy, you know, that led to his decision and why he's in a better place now, maybe she might come around and see it differently.
Mindy, what'd your mom say?
I think my mother had the best response to all of this. She said, I've been very fortunate that my children have picked well for themselves. She said, but that doesn't mean I would marry any of them. She respects our choices and holds, you know, and so she has that relationship with us. Luckily, she likes all of her in-laws.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was a great way of saying it. You know, it's your choice, not mine.
Exactly. I feel like that's the way mom needs to be approaching this.
Yes.
Exactly, because the bottom line is you still love your child.
So do you just have to say that to her in no uncertain way?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, two of my children are married, and I love my son and daughter-in-law, both of them. That doesn't necessarily mean I would pick them.
Yeah.
But they're the right people for my children.
See, and that's ultimately what a parent's job is unconditionally supporting your children and their choices, even if you feel absolutely. Like it's a mistake.
Absolutely. And I think, especially, I don't know that you have children yet that are in their late teens, early 20s. There's a lot of those.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those. You go, this isn't going to go well.
Sure.
It's just not. You just keep it to yourself. I've always told them, if you ask me, I will give you my unvarnished opinion.
All right.
But other than that, you know, I don't say I told you so either.
Right.
Yeah. Even though you want to sometimes.
Even though I really want to.
Mindy, hey, thank you. Appreciate the phone call.
Thanks.
I think a lot of people are landing on suggesting to the brother to have that little heart-to-heart with mom.
Yes, he needs to be honest with her about maybe what was going on behind closed doors, what led to where mm-hmm. he is now, mm-hmm. and why he's so much happier. And ultimately, that's what his mom should want for him is his happiness.
Yeah. Maybe in the meantime, having those family functions at your house would be a good way to start. But
we need to give mom time to warm up to the idea. Sure. But I think once she starts to see from a different lens and maybe understand, you know, her role as a mom a little bit better, like you're supposed to unconditionally support and root for your kid's happiness.
Sure. All right. Well, good luck. Stephanie, don't envy your situation. I know that stinks.
It's a tough spot.
It is, for sure. But hey, thank you. Keep us posted. That is group therapy. The whole Baltimore Bridge, Francis Scott Key thing is wild. And it is now a tragedy, as you know, bodies of a couple missing construction workers were recovered just yesterday after divers found them in a pickup truck.
Oh gosh, they were filling potholes.
Yeah. It was just some overnight workers working on the road on the bridge. And had it been during, rush hour, could have been a lot more catastrophic for sure. But
yeah, they were able to send out a Mayday distress call and were able to close traffic at the last minute.
Yeah.
Which, you know, probably saved many more lives.
Probably, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a wild video that I'm sure you've seen time and time again.
The stamps of when it lost power and then came back on, but it was just too late.
Yeah. We're a river city, and we've been dealing with some bridge stuff of our own.
Yeah.
With semi-truck.
So many people were like, when I first saw the story, I immediately thought it was local.
Oh,
like,
really?
There's so many people that, like, when I first saw that a bridge collapsed, I thought it was going to be here.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So yeah, people have been on edge.
Yeah, for sure. From wave three, they kind of ask, and we are now wondering, hey, so we've got a lot of bridges that are crossing the Ohio. Could something like this happen in Louisville?
Vessels like the massive container ship that struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge are much larger and heavier than anything allowed on the Ohio.
Okay, so that's good to start.
I'm hearing no.
Right, yeah.
That's what I hear.
Likelihood of the scenario we saw in that video occurring on our Ohio bridges are small.
His opinion is supported by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet, which points out the cargo ship size in the Baltimore incident can weigh as much as 95,000 tons, 30 times larger than the largest barges on our rivers.
Yeah, so barges mostly and river boats and things like that are on our waterways, not these huge cargo ships that weigh 95,000 tons.
That's a lot.
Which is huge.
Crazy to think about that something like that can float.
Yeah. Exactly.
I hear how heavy that is, I'm like, really? How in the world is that floating?
I mean, look, you know, we've had stories here in the past couple of years of barges hitting our bridges and it's just like, funk. Oh, my bad. And then just like
marks it up a little bit.
The bridge is like, that all you got?
Yeah.
Come on, buddy.
Uh-huh.
So thankfully it doesn't look like, unless the bridge itself is under engineering disrepair, all of the bridges that are crossing the Ohio River should withstand barges running into them.
But we're not going to have anything that big because that's like the ninth biggest port in the country.
Yeah, the Baltimore.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a lot that passes through that area.
Well, yeah, and so
it's not going to be here.
And so, you know, I've been to Glasgow, which is again kind of a port city into the North Sea, and there's Amsterdam, which all of these huge ships that traverse the Atlantic and the Pacific, you know, are coming into these ports and things like that. And, you know, you can see that. I mean, these ships are not your ships that you see rolling down the Ohio.
They
are absolutely huge. So, you know, we'll keep you posted on the latest. But the good news seems to be that
don't have to worry about that here.
Unlikely that a barge traversing the Ohio would cause one of the bridges over the Ohio to collapse.
If you happen to see one, though, barreling down. And you cross the bridge, I'm like, okay, I'm getting across the bridge real quick.
Yeah, I know. How many people are thinking, man, with the semi hanging off the Second Street Bridge,
it's much.
And now this Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse, and you're thinking, all right, you know what? I don't need to go to Indiana.
Nope.
You know what? We're fine.
Stay away from water.
You know what?
I don't
need to go to Indiana. I think we're fine right
hang
here.
Out. I'm gonna get stuff delivered.
Feel good stories. Do this every hour throughout the morning.
Brought to you by Hemtopia. Taylor and Drew Darris, they tied the knot in 2020 after they worked together in the NICU at Methodist Women's Hospital in Omaha. The next year, though, they met baby Ella when she was born at just 23 weeks. She was at the very edge of being able to survive, essentially, according to Drew.
Wow, yeah.
Ella was in the NICU with the Darrises for 8 months before being transferred to another hospital's NICU. She was intubated for multiple months at a time.
She was very sick. She was on a ventilator. There's times where the doctors would tell us, watch her. I don't know if she'll make it through the night tonight. She became a ward of the state. So that's when we kind of took over. Instead of being her nurses, we were her foster parents. I was holding her more. I was starting just to read her books and do those motherly things.
The guard that you had up prior to like protect yourself of not falling in love with someone else's child, it like just fizzled away. This child needs me and I need them.
Mm. Yeah, she beat the odds and slowly be able to. She was eating out of a bottle. And then finally, she was released in April 2022. Then on National Adoption Day last November, she officially became their daughter.
Aw, there you go.
Such a sweet story. You can see on the website, WDJX.com.
99.7 DJX plays all the hits. But on Thursday mornings, we take you on an audio journey through time. Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, congrats, Carly. You get it first. Sweet Escape, Gwen Stefani.
Oh, what a nice choice.
Look at this.
What a nice choice.
One of those that, again, you just haven't heard in a while. Refreshing to the ears.
That's the definition of TBT.
On DJX. Oh, it's the Woohoo song.
Absolutely.
Akon in there, too.
Yes.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Tony from St. Matthew's Spice Girls Reunion Tour.
Yo, tell them what I want, what I really, really want.
That's the one.
We hear you. This is Throwback Thursday.
We're all right, great.
Throwback Thursday. Marinating a little bit in this one.
Bethany says, here's a throwback for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Poison! Poison!
Wow. All right.
Oh, we're going way back.
This is way back. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Yeah. Spider-Man and Freeze in full effect.
Kiss her lover.
Wrong move, you're dead.
That girl is
poison. Throwback Thursday, you're in it, 99.7 EJX.
Can you throw it back to the last time Kentucky won the championship, which was 2012, and play Sexy and I Know It, LOL, from Jared?
Hey, was that the year that, so Kentucky won 2012, then U of L won 2013. That was the golden era.
Oh.
That was the golden era.
Man.
Throwback Thursday.
Sexy and I know it.
Yeah. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX.
Derek says my son has his state archery tourney today. Can he hear Nelly number one? Get him pumped up.
Oh. Do you remember this?
Yes. Get a bullseye.
It was from a movie, too.
Was it?
Yes. Throwback Thursday. You better watch who you talk to
be number one. I forgot about that one.
I mean, it's a banger.
It is.
It is a banger. Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 EJX. Samantha rolls in. Hey, y'all. It's Samantha.
Hey, y'all.
Can we hear I'm Like a Bird by Nelly Furtado? What? How do we go from Nelly to Nelly Furtado? Well, no.
Sharp left turn.
It's the link. They both have the name Nelly.
Oh, yeah.
That's the link. You got to understand.
Oh, that is the link. We go from Nelly to
See,
Nelly.
Yes, that's...
Even though it sounds like a train wreck a little. Yeah.
It's our show in a nutshell. Throwback Thursday. You're beautiful. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Listen, Dr. Aaron is saying we gotta throw back to the 2013 Cards National Championship then with Daft Lucky. Daft Punk, get lucky.
Daft Lucky.
Daft Lucky.
Get punk.
That was a four. Even when we suck, she said.
Listen. That was the golden era of basketball here in this state.
It was.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. All ends with begin.
I'm up all night to pet puppies.
Yeah, pet puppies.
What's going to happen?
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Sassy Matt rolls in. How about some Kevin Rudolph? What has he been up to?
This was a hit it and quit it for him, right?
Yeah, Throwback Thursday. I mean,
condescending. Okay.
Just all right. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate it. All right, it's 99.7 EJX. Throwback Thursday.
Thanks for your one sauce.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Yeah.
Chris says my daughter Sophia would like to hear Skater Boy. Waiting to drop her off at Laukoff Elementary. Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
Laukoff?
Yeah, sure.
I think so. Sophia, right. Getting her Skater Boy.
There you go. 22 years ago, this was released. Throwback Thursday. I actually just saw on the plane over the hedge where Avril Lavigne plays a possum.
Yeah, a possum.
A possum.
That's great.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Ray checks in, says, I'm driving home from Alabama and these people can't drive.
Oh, no.
So I could use some Luda if you know what I mean. Oh, I think I do.
We do. Yeah.
I mean, I know this isn't the song he wants, but it's the song I want.
Wait, is this an adjacent request?
He wants Move. I understand that. But this is Throwback Thursday. Aw, there you go.
Ray is blushing.
What do you mean Ray is blushing?
That is not exactly the vibe he was asking for.
Well, Ray wanted Ludacris.
He did. But he's driving home from Alabama. He's got road rage going on. He wanted a different Luda song.
Move B.
Yes.
Yeah, I understand.
That's what he wanted. This is sad.
Sometimes. Yes. You know what? Sometimes.
He's blushing. I can tell.
You know what? He looks good with those rosy cheeks. All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Sophia rolls in and says, hey, is Best Song Ever by One Direction old enough?
Yeah. Well, yes, everything from One Direction is old enough, is it not?
Yeah, I got to feel like this was 2012. We have a 6-year limit on these.
Doing the math pretty well. Yeah, I think we're good.
I was going to say, Kelly and I are in radio because we can't do math. So you're asking a lot from us right now.
Wait, I'll get my calculator out.
All right, Throwback Thursday. Maybe it's the way she was. Said her name was Georgia Rose. I mean, you forget how good this band was.
Oh, it was so good. It was so good. Yeah. Missed that 1D. Now listen, we've had a couple of one-hit wonders.
Yeah.
We'll say.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hit it and quit it. Bethany says we're calling one-hit wonders, hit it and quit it now. Does that mean we can start calling one night stands one hit wonders? I think yes.
Yes.
That's what we say.
You need to do.
Yes.
Oh, I had a one hit wonder last night. Oh, boy. Throwback Thursday, DJX. Rhythm is a dancer. I need a companion. Throwback Thursday. Jeremiah, don't tell him. Remember that. Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 EJX.
It's all good. Lindsay says, been sick. Been with sick kids for 2 weeks.
Aww.
Currently waiting to call the doctor until TBT is over, so I don't miss it. She's like, listen, kids, I get it. You don't feel good. Give mommy just a little bit more time.
Yeah.
Just a little bit more time. The doctor's not even open yet. I'm sure.
We think. It's all good. Who wanted are this? Are you going to be my girl? Jet? Oh, yeah. Victoria, we got you.
Victoria,
Vic.
We got We got it.
There you are. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX.
I said, are you gonna be my girl?
Yeah. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX. Andrew checks in. Hey, Jimmy Eat World and Fall Out Boy coming to Ruff this weekend. By the way, yes, we've got tickets. Emily's got them for you this afternoon. BT Dubs. Right around 4 here on 99.7 EJX. Bonus chance online, WDJX.com. There you go. That's our little plug.
That was great.
Thanks.
She sold it.
Throwback Thursday.
She says she's...
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
That's so good.
Actually, I just reread Andrew's text to us, and he actually wanted Jimmy Eat World, but yeah, we're not going to do that. So, sorry.
That was an adjacent request.
I just, listen.
By accident.
I only read a portion of everything. Just, all right? I just
whatever parts he gets to read, that's
what you
get.
I was
going to
say, I get the gist, or at least what I think the gist.
Well, you didn't really get the gist.
No, you're right. I didn't. I didn't even get that. Anyways.
Well, to see Jamie, you can't really get Jamie's wrong. Just two words. Alanis Morissette.
Was this about Dave Coulier from Full House?
Yes, it was.
All right.
Yes, it was.
All right. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 JX. Best.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I like that. Rage. Oh, shoot. Good stuff. Throwback Thursday here, 99.7 EJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. No, we don't play the entire song. We just play the tip of it so we can get to as many of them as we can here on 99.7 EJX.
And quit it.
Yeah. Like some of these songs have been. But it's all good. Tracy rolls in. Aaliyah, are you that somebody? Yeah, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Beth rolls in. Any chance of a BNL song?
Oh, as in Bare Naked Ladies?
Why not? There are no rules on this program. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Want a shout out to... Valley Station.
Just Valley Station in general?
Yeah. Someone from Valley Station, but hang on. It was...
Wait, was it Nikki?
Maybe.
I feel like it was Nikki.
I'm just shouting her out.
Oh, Nikki from Valley Station, yes.
Yeah, I'm not playing
Mabu
her song.
Ghost Town?
No, I'm not playing her song.
No,
but
you don't
I just
want to.
Yeah, I just want to play it. Okay. I just want to shout her out, though.
Like, we see you. We're ignoring you, but we see you.
I mean, I wasn't going to say what song it was. I didn't want to make her feel bad.
It's Mabu Ghost Town DJs. That's what you want to hear.
Anyways, I want to do...
Is this her adjacent request?
Yeah. Well, it's not hers. It's Geneva's, actually.
Okay, we're still
she wants Janet
then?
Jackson.
Okay.
Yes, we're still ignoring Nick.
All right.
All right. I realize this is more of a Shaggy song than it is a Janet Jackson song.
It was, a little bit. Still ignoring Nikki from Valley Station, though. 1,000%.
Ah, she'll be fine.
Stephanie said, back the train up. TBT's very educational this morning. Had no idea that Alanis Morissette dated Dave from Full House.
Yeah. There you go. See, look, you know what? You accidentally learn stuff from this show.
You accidentally do, and we do need to know what happened in the theater.
Throwback Thursday. What do you mean we have to know? I think she spells out what happened in the theater. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Dream. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX, and just like that, it is finished.
Oh, dang it.
Yep.
Oh, it was so fast.
Thank you for all the... requests, texts, and all that here on 99.7 DJX. We try to get to as many as we can.
Special shout out to Nikki from Valley Station.
Nah, I mean, I wanted to shout her out, say, hey,
that's
we acknowledge
great.
You.
Yes, thank
we're still
you
not,
for listening.
We're
not
still
gonna
not
going to
play your song.
Song,
but we still acknowledge you. Do what we can here on this show.
And we do.
And even when we can, sometimes we don't.
At least you got a shout out. There are other people sent in, you know, requests. We didn't even shout them out.
And we didn't even give them the time of day.
Didn't even give them the time of day. Like Megan, sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry, Megan.
Sorry, Amber.
Like Ashley.
Sorry,
sorry.
Catherine again.
Sorry.
Catherine. She wanted a song. Didn't even mention her.
Didn't even mention her. Except for right now. And then, Tracy? Oh, no, we played Tracy.
And then whoever wanted Bleeding Love.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry,
yeah.
We're not going to do Leona Lewis. That's just going to bring the vibe all the way down.
Oh, dang it.
All right, so anyways, we're telling you everything we're not going to do, but that's what this is Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, so out of this into Lisa, who on one hand wants to be supportive of her best friends. Upcoming.
Her best friends?
That, maybe. Maybe they are that kind of friend. You never know. Maybe they're BFFs because Lisa and her friend are a little bit more than what they seem to think. Anyways, she's got an upcoming wedding on the way. Maybe that's why she's not supportive of it. All right. So we'll get to that DM on the way here in moments on 99.7 DJX. So we got this DM from Lisa.
Lisa. And her breast friend?
It's her best friend, Freudian slip, breast friend, best friend. I'm sure they're friends. And maybe, who knows, maybe they have, they're friends in that way.
Maybe. Hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, love your show. Listen to it every morning.
Thank you.
I'm in the middle of a pretty cliched predicament, but I'm really at a loss for what to do. So I'm hoping you guys can help.
Okay.
My best friend's marrying a total jerk.
Mm.
And she's asked me to be her maid of honor. Well, not so much as asked as it's unspoken because she was my maid of honor and I've just yet to receive an official request. I've spent the past couple of days searching for advice on how to handle it. Uh-huh. On the one hand, I feel like I should support her by being in the wedding and resist the urge to give my 2 cents. But another part of me feels like it would be disingenuous, not to mention downright difficult, to have to feign supportiveness for this union in word and deed for the upcoming months.
Wow, lots of big words there.
I think she probably senses deep down that a lot of her friends don't like her husband to be, but is in denial about it. What say you two?
Let her friend do her what her friend needs to do.
Yeah, sometimes you have to let him jump off the cliff and then you go down after her.
I mean,
to pick up the pieces.
Lisa, listen. We've all feigned excitement over something that isn't exciting.
Yeah.
You can do it for a few hours at a wedding.
Yes.
I'm sure the friends can too. And let's not put the cart before the horse too much.
Because
she hasn't officially asked you to be the maid of honor. So maybe that's not even something that you're going to have to worry about.
That's going to be another side discussion you're going to have with her.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're expecting that. But here's the thing. I was actually, a friend of mine married a guy that none of us thought was good for her.
Mm-hmm.
They ended up getting divorced down the road. But sometimes, and we did actually tell her, like, hey, listen, you don't have to marry him. You can just, like, move with him to the other state, see how it works.
Yeah.
Before we jump into marriage.
Right.
She didn't listen. She married him. Ended up, it was a bad situation, and she eventually got out of it, but you have to let her figure that out herself.
Like, yeah.
We voiced our opinion. We said, hey, listen, maybe we pump the brakes on the marriage part. Let's just see if it's going to work when you guys move to a new state together. Just live in that realm a little bit. And she's like, nope. And she had to figure that out.
Should she give her 2 cents to her friend?
If it's asked for. I feel like if the friend asks her, honestly, what is your opinion? Because I feel like then if she's asking, there must be a reason behind why she's asking.
Oh, yeah.
And then
right.
she might be open to hearing it.
Yeah, especially if you don't have something great to say.
Right. Yes, but if she's not asking for your opinion, don't give it.
Yeah, because I could feel like that would, like, if you do tell her that, hey, I don't like your fiance, and I don't think a lot of
really strain your
relationship. Our friends like your fiance. Yeah, exactly. That could really put a damper in your BFF.
Well, yeah, and then that would alienate you from her and really drive a wedge between you two.
And you might not be breast friends anymore.
You might not be breast friends anymore.
Yeah.
Certainly not going to be maid of honor.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess what we're trying to say, without mowing over the same grass 100 different ways.
Although, make a nice pattern that way.
Yeah. Is you got to let your friend do your friend, do what she's going to do.
Right.
Obviously, she sees something in him that you don't.
Yep.
And if
hopefully
it doesn't,
she'll prove you wrong.
Yes, exactly.
Great,
if she proves you wrong and then you get to know him on a different way, in a different way than what maybe you see him for now, and maybe then you can like him.
Right.
But you just let her do her thing and you're there if the chips fall and your friend needs you for support.
You then stand next to her if she asks you.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Don't and buy don't, the dress yet until yeah, she asks right. you.
Right, exactly. But yeah, I mean, that's what we would say, Lisa, is be there for her.
I know it's tough because you want to save your friends from making bad choices, especially if you feel like you see it clearly.
Yep.
But sometimes you have to let them make that choice, fall down, and then you help pick them back up.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there you go. Hopefully that helps a little bit, Lisa. We appreciate you.
And I hope you and your breast friend will have a great wedding experience.
Yes.
I hope she asks you.
Yes. Yes. That too. Feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
This is a pretty great story. It's about Elena. She's a high school senior in North Dakota. Never going to forget being crowned prom queen on Saturday. Her date made his promposal during her weights class.
Oh, wow.
That was John. He's 6'8".
All right.
And one of the football team stars asked her by holding a sign and a special cookie in a small pink box.
Her smile is about 6 feet tall, so, so she always picks up your day.
John surprised Elena during weights class when he asked her to be his prom date.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
This will be John and Elena's second formal dance together. Earlier this winter, John escorted Elena to Snowball, living up to his nickname, the Big Friendly Giant.
Mm. Yeah, he's so cute. Here's the thing. Elena was crowned prom queen. She has Down syndrome.
Aw.
And John just likes hanging out with, you know, the fact that she always picks up your day, he says.
Look at that.
So just a really sweet. And he wanted to kind of be an example for other kids, too, to just be inclusive and invite, you know, include everybody, mm-hmm. which is pretty awesome. And they make a sweet guy. It's really funny because she's like 5'1", maybe 5'2". He's 6'8". See their story. We've tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show.
99.70 JX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. And this is a setting the bar story.
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Front loader is one of those construction vehicles with a big bucket on the front of it, right?
Yeah.
All right. So I kind of needed to get that out of the way because this setting the bar story has a couple of them here. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to steal one of those, then you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah. That's typically not a good getaway vehicle. What are you going to do with that? Do you roll that up to a pawn shop?
Well, yeah. And I feel like this is one of those stories where you think, how was he thinking he was going to get away with this?
Yeah, they're going to look for that. They're going to see that, especially if you're rolling down the street in it.
Yeah, him, his name, Eddie. Eddie is a guy in Georgia, decided to steal one of those. Cops had no way to actually stop him. Because a front loader is hard to stop.
Yeah.
But then an employee at the same business where the front loader was just stolen from jumped in a second one. Cops were like, hey, can you bring him to a stop?
Can you help?
Yeah. And did it. Here's some body cam audio from one of the officers during the chase.
Stop. 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 Hey, stop.
I have no way of stopping this vehicle. He's going to go on the main road.
Control him. Grab your machine. What is it? One of those things? How fast is it?
They can get up probably about 30.
Okay, grab that. Quick.
Keep him up. Hey, flip it. If you can flip it.
Wow.
I mean, that was crazy.
Tense.
Yeah, so they basically got one of the other employees to chase the dude and catch him and bring it to a stop.
That's crazy. Again, what's the motivation? What are you going to do with that, dude? How is that going to benefit you at all? Do you have some work to do at your house? You need to move some dirt for your landscaping?
Yeah,
and you thought this is going to make the job easier? I'm just going to borrow it. No one's going to care.
I had a dump truck dump a bunch of mulch in my front.
I just need to
move some of it to the back. And so I didn't have anything to do it with.
And listen, shoveling is like for the birds. I'm not doing that. So this thing's going to make it a lot easier. That has to be the only, like, I don't understand.
Yeah, so Eddie is now facing a bunch of different charges.
Oh, wow.
So
it only goes 30. Is it still considered a high-speed chase? You're leading police on a chase. Maybe we take out high speed.
Maybe.
Just like you led police on a chase.
On a chase, right.
Yeah.
Not necessarily slow speed, more like just a speed chase.
Yeah.
A chase.
Yes. You frustrated police because you weren't listening.
Yeah.
Not listening charge.
There you go. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 KX977JX, that dude Noah Kahn, and he is, he's made it because he's now on Sesame Street.
With a stick.
with a talking puppet stick.
A puppet stick.
I bet Noah! Thank you!
Yeah, that's the stick.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, season of the stick.
Oh, yeah, not just my season. It's my year, my decade.
Yeah, that is the stick. Very excited to see Noah Kahn there.
My era. Oh, everyone's always talking about leaves. But now, sticks have finally made it.
Right. Yeah,
sounds a little psychotic. A little.
You know, you got to stand out. If you're a stick, he's very excited.
I guess. He's just like, you know what? Thank you for bringing me into the spotlight.
Writing a song about me.
It's my time.
It is my season. All right, it's 99.7 DJX. If you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up. Podcast, WDJX.com. Got everything from befriending the mistress.
I mean, that's not a story you hear every day.
No.
You know, when your brother steps out on his marriage,
that's a
bad thing typically. Yep. But apparently... in this situation,
the other woman. Now, I was going to say, the other woman is a fan favorite of at least the sister. Yes.
It was an upgrade.
It was an upgrade for at least the sister.
Mom's not happy, but sis is down with it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
So you can hear that and more here on the podcast. Just go WDGX.com and tap listen. Anything else, Kelly?
I think that's it.
All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.